Hi everyone and welcome to Quirky Parenting. This week we are tackling cloth diapers. Also, I've had a terrible cold for the past week, so my voice is a bit hoarse. So get out your paper and pencil and get ready to go through cloth diapering 101. So we're going to talk about something a little more controversial between the two of us today, and that is cloth diapering.
Yeah. So when I was pregnant with McLean, I had this super weird idea that we should use cloth diapers.
And I thought you were insane.
Andrew was kind of totally against this at first. But what I did was there was this local store and they were offering a class on cloth diapers. So I made Andrew get out of bed and like super early for him on a Saturday morning and drive to this store and take a class all by ourselves about cloth diapers.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to have many people there, but we were the only people who signed up. So it was a very intimate thing with the guy who was doing it.
But after that, you kind of decided that we should go for it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize what cloth diapering is now. You know, like they think it is what it was back in the 80s and stuff, where you only could get like pre-folds. It's, you know, the napkin around and they wrapped up and tied on and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's what they think of is the pre-fold. So, you know, piece of cloth and you fold it and you put the baby on it and then you pin it or do whatever. And you can do it that way. I mean, there are some people that use pre-folds.
Yeah.
But there are a ton of different types of diapers now. There are some that are honestly just all in one. So it's just like a disposable diaper, except obviously you don't throw it away at the end. But it's all in one. It's everything is right there.
Yep. And I mean, we use some all in ones, but our kind of go to and the one that I really like is the 2-in-1, which is basically just like a diaper. It's like a disposable diaper, except you snap in an insert that soaks up anything that they got, and then it's.
You can change the insert.
Yeah.
So basically, when you go to change the diaper, you don't have to change the whole thing. You can take the insert out, put that in the diaper pail, and put a new one in. So we liked the idea of not having to buy as many shells because you could change the inside without changing the outside every time.
Yep. And if it's just, you know, pee, then it's easy enough to do and you can just swap that insert and you're done.
And then we also used pocket diapers. So it's basically a shell, but there's a little opening on one end and you take the pad and you stuff it into the diaper.
Yeah.
So that one was really easy too. It's kind of like an all-in-one, but you have to stuff the insert in.
Which I will note this too. When I first thought about the pocket diaper, I thought it was the worst thing ever because I was comparing it to the 2-in-1s where you had to go in and reach into the pocket to get out the wet, you know, poopy or whatever insert inside of it.
I totally blew Andrew's mind one time when I told him he didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you just put them in the washing machine and they come out naturally.
Yeah, so the thing will just come right out as you wash it. But anyway, so what we used, let me first say, McLean is almost 2 years old now. We cloth diapered exclusively, pretty much, from the time she was about a month old until she was 18 months old. And that's when she went to school and started wearing underwear, and we thought it would be easier with that transition to use the disposables.
Mm-hmm.
But so we exclusively cloth diapered for, you know, the majority of her toddler life here. The diapers that we used, so we used 2-in-1s, which are the Grovia hybrids. So again, it's got the shell and then it has the soaker, and they have different kinds of inserts that you can put into it. And then for pockets, we used pockets at night. Pockets were really nice at night. They just helped hold in more liquid, and we just found they were probably more comfortable for her at night.
Yeah.
And we mostly used Bum Genius pockets. And I have both of those in a blog post about why I recommend cloth diapers. So if you're curious, you can click over and look at the two kinds that we used.
Yeah, with pictures and stuff. Because, like I said, the main thing that I thought of just usable, reusable diapers was cloth diapers, was that they were just the pre-fold. And I, like I said, that's, I think that's what a majority of people, because when I started telling my coworkers, my friends, everything that we were doing cloth diapering, they all thought I was crazy and they thought the same thing I did. So
yeah, they thought we were insane. But so there are five reasons why I like to talk about why I recommend cloth diapers. And the first one, and it's probably the one that you hear most of the time, is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, when you look at a cloth diaper, you might be like, okay, but you have to pay like $15, $20, $25 for one diaper.
Yep.
But you only pay that once.
Yeah.
And then you can use it for, you know, however many years.
Yep.
And so it, in the long run, it is cheaper. And, you know, people will be like, well, what about the water that you use? But really, you don't use that, like, the price.
I mean, it's less.
Yeah, the cost of the water does not make up the cost of how many disposable diapers that you would be buying. And one way that does cost a little bit more is if you do a diaper service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still cheaper than disposable
diapers. Yep, and actually that was another thing I was more on board with, because of just the idea of cleaning the diapers ourselves, was I wanted to do a service. And honestly, like, the service prices, they weren't bad, but it was just extra cost. So we ended up doing it ourselves, and it was honestly fine.
Well, and I was able to wash the diapers because I was home for, you know, 7 months. So for me, washing the diapers wasn't that big of a deal. Some people, if you're going back to work right away, I mean, it's kind of worth the convenience. Mm-hmm. Because I've had friends that have done the diaper service, and they honestly would just, you know, put all the diapers in, they put the sack outside the door. In the morning, they go out, there's a sack of clean diapers, and the dirty diapers have been taken away to be washed.
Yep.
So, I mean, you pay for that convenience, but it's still cheaper than disposables.
Yeah, and I know the service that we looked at, I mean, this was over a year ago when we were, almost 2 years ago, when we were looking into this more. And I think it was like $1,600.
Yeah, I don't know, it depends. But the cost thing too, you don't have to exclusively cloth diaper.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to find that you're spending less, even if you, you know, only cloth diaper on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Or you only cloth diaper, you know, when you're home, or, you know, it just, you don't have to cloth diaper all the time.
Yeah.
You can do a mix of them and you'll still probably see a cost difference.
Definitely.
Another thing that I really like is that cloth diapers are much more baby friendly. Nowadays, disposable diapers are made so that it wicks the liquid away. Like, if your baby pees, it's going to take that liquid, and it has, I don't know what kind of chemicals in it to, like, pull the pee away so that the baby doesn't feel the wetness.
Mm-hmm.
But some, you know, babies have really sensitive skin, and so sometimes that can really affect them. And I know you can buy diapers that are kind of more natural, but again, disposable diapers, it's going to be more expensive to buy those more natural ones.
Yep.
But with cloth diapers, you don't have those chemicals that could be affecting your baby's skin. And so you really don't get rashes. McLean really didn't have, Mac didn't have a diaper rash for a long time.
Yeah.
Just because we were using cloth. And they're also, not only are they baby friendly, they're also environmentally friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, a disposable diaper will sit in a landfill for up to 500 years.
Yeah.
And I think about, I mean, that is terrible.
It's pretty bad. And I mean, like you said, we've started using disposables a little bit for going to school. And, like, we do those for night now too, which is the disposable. And I mean, I don't even know how many diapers we've gone through with that. And I mean, that's not even all the time.
Yeah. But one thing I have heard, and this is what we do, even if you are using disposables, one way you can help it be a little more environmentally friendly is by dumping the poop in the toilet before you throw the diaper away.
Yeah.
Because that cuts down on, like, the human waste element. Mm-hmm. So you still have that diaper that's going to take a long time, but at least you're cutting out part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So since we were talking about poop, one thing that we have found, and I have found this, I worked in a toddler room for, you know, 4 years, I have seen some blowouts.
Yeah.
And it seems that disposable diapers, they're not made to fit each individual kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're made, like, generally for a kid this size or that size. And so you can't really tighten the waist as much as you might need to. You can't really tighten the legs as much as you might need to. You just have to go with it. And so because of that, there's all, you know, there's holes. Like, there is, the waist is not tight enough, so it doesn't hold stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with cloth aprons, you can adjust all of that. You can adjust how it fits in the waist. You can adjust how it fits in the legs. You can adjust how high it goes on their stomach, the rise. And so, honestly, that hasn't been a problem.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, oh, their baby gets blowouts all the time, all the time. And in the entire time that Mac was an infant, we had one.
Yeah, and I think that was because it was just, I think it was my fault and it was loose.
No, it was the middle of the night was what it was. We had changed the diaper in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And we were tired, new parents, and we just didn't get it properly fitted.
Yeah.
And that, so human error. It was not the diaper. It was the human error.
Yeah.
So, honestly. Oh,
yeah. I'm remembering that now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it will contain, and you know what else it contains? Cloth diapers contain the smell. When a baby has a disposable diaper on and it poops, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell it. A cloth diaper, you can't. We used to laugh that our dog was the one that would, like, alert us to the fact that she had gone to the bathroom because we couldn't smell it, but he could.
Yeah, so he'd come over and sniff her bum.
Yeah, and then we would know that there was something in there. And, but at the same time, the diapers don't retain the smell.
Yeah.
So it keeps the smell in, but the actual diaper itself doesn't smell.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a little bit of a tangent here because one thing I hear people saying is that cloth diapers can start to smell. And they can. But that usually means that there is something wrong with how you're washing them. Because a normal cloth diaper will not retain the smell. We washed the cloth diapers for 18 months and none of ours smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. But I have known some people who do cloth diapers and their diapers do smell. And I think at that point you do have to strip them, which, let me tell you can Google and there are 10 gazillion ways to strip the diapers and get the smell and stuff out. So, I mean, it's not a lost cause. You can get rid of that. But I'm saying that not all cloth diapers are going to smell just because they're cloth diapers.
Yeah.
Because that's something I have heard too. Anyway, okay, so back to my five reasons. We're on number five. Number five is just that it's a great way to set up your child to be successful in toileting at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that kids have a hard time toileting sometimes is because they can't make the connection between what their body is doing and what it's producing.
Yeah.
Because a diaper takes all that away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they use the bathroom, they don't feel that wetness, and so they don't understand that what's happening with their body is resulting in something. Whereas if you have your child in a cloth diaper, they can feel the wetness.
Yeah.
And they start to make that connection with, like, oh, when I do that, then I'm wet. You know, and then you can introduce that, okay, well, you can do that in the potty, and then you won't be wet.
Yeah, and I mean, even just to break off, Mac, when she was even to be, like, I think it was like 9 months, mm-hmm. 10 months, we actually had her on the potty, and she was fairly regularly doing pee-pee on the potty.
Yeah, and a lot of kids, if you exclusively cloth diaper, most kids will be totally toileted by age two.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and for a two-year-old, fully toileted does not mean that they never have an accident. But it means that you could probably pretty safely bring them out in underwear mm-hmm. and not worry too much about it.
Yeah.
But, and that's great. I mean, as a society, we've gotten to the point where now some people believe that you can't toilet a kid until they are closer to three or four. And that's totally not true. I mean, there are societies where babies, you know, they teach babies to, like, go to the bathroom on command, basically.
Yeah.
And the babies will do it. You know, the babies pick it up and not a big deal. They go without diapers and everything is fine. So it's totally a myth that you have to wait until your child is older to try. Because they'll understand a lot younger than you think they will. So one thing that I have been asked is about the convenience factor.
Yeah.
And we've already touched on this a bit because cloth diapers are different from what they used to be. But maybe, Andrew, maybe you could talk about what you think. Do you think they are as easy as disposables?
They're slightly less convenient than disposables, I guess, is the best way to say it. But honestly, it's about 30 seconds difference. It's not much at all. So I've been personally like telling everyone that whoever told me that, oh, you're cloth diapering, oh, that's going to be awful, blah, 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 stuff like that. I've been telling them, like, look, it takes an extra 30 seconds to clean the diaper and get it taken care of. And I'm creating so much less trash by doing that.
Yeah, it really, again, I have changed so many diapers in my lifetime. I worked in the toddler room for 4 years. I babysat, whatever. I've changed a lot of diapers. And I really did not think it was less convenient than a disposable. And part of it, too, is, like I said, I was home for 7 months. And so, while Andrew went to work, I'd be changing a bunch more diapers. So for me, it was the same.
Yeah.
You know, it was the same sort of thing. And it really did not take that long to get used to.
I mean, even on that note, even if you use pre-folds, there's tools now to make them fold up quickly and easily and snap them together and everything else. Like, it's just gotten so much easier than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So agreed. So really, talking about disposables as convenient, you know what? Cloth diapers can be convenient too.
Yeah.
So, and then everyone asked about how we wash them. Yep. So let me just say, so what you do is you have some sort of a diaper pail. And I went to Target and I bought a plastic garbage can with a lid. And then we bought some pail liners. So they're just really big bags. And on the inside, they are waterproof. And you just put it in the pail. We only had two.
Yep.
So, we had one in when I was washing one. The other one was in the pail. We only had two. And when you start off, when a baby is exclusively breastfed, you don't have to worry about the poop.
Yep.
You honestly, you don't even have to rinse it out. All you do is you toss the whole diaper in the diaper pail. And that might seem really gross, but at the same time, you have to remember that poop, all it is breast milk coming out the other side.
Yep.
There is nothing else in it because that baby is not getting food from any other source at that point. So it really is not gross.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, it's not gross poop.
And it's not like a lot.
Either. Yeah. And so, you just take it for those first like 6 months and you just toss everything in the diaper pail. And so how I would wash, when she was little, I probably washed every 2 to 3 days. But that's only because I was home and I could.
Yeah.
I didn't have to necessarily, every 3 days, I would say when they're little is probably what should happen. But I know like the service, I think it's weekly or so.
Yeah.
So I think that was more just me because I was home. It was easier for me to wash every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And all I would do is and there are so many ways to wash diapers and you kind of have to find your own routine and your, whatever works for you and your washing machine and whatever. But I used Tide free and gentle, free and clear.
Yep.
Whatever one does not have dyes or anything. It's just like the detergent.
Yeah.
And so I put the diaper first. I put everything in the washer. I would do a rinse cycle just to get anything out that might be there. And then I would wash it once with soap on hot water. And then after that, I would rinse them to make sure I got all the soap out.
Yep.
And then I would hang dry the shells. I would put all the pads and stuff in the dryer and be good to go.
That is something to mention too, because we had a short stint where the diapers didn't seem to be really collecting the pee and it was soaking through her pants and everything else. We found out is because there was soap still in the diapers.
Yeah,
basically.
The soap was kind of taking up all the space, and so there was nowhere for the pee to go. But again, it was easy. I just added in a few rinse cycles as I was washing them, and it was good.
Yep.
But so once your baby starts eating solid foods, their poop is going to change.
Yep.
This is the part
I was dreading too.
Yeah, without being too graphic, like it becomes like adult poop basically. But all you have to do is we got a diaper sprayer.
Yep.
And this is another post that I have about accessories that we use, and we didn't buy a whole bunch of accessories for cloth diapering. I mean, you can put so much money into cloth diapering, and some people do, and that's fine, but you don't have to. But the one thing that you need to get is a diaper sprayer.
I wouldn't say you need to get it, but it is probably the most useful tool that we spent money on for this.
Yes, for your own sanity. I would say,
yeah,
for your own sanity, it might be a need.
Yeah.
And so all it is it's just this sprayer that's hooked up to our toilet tank, and it hangs on the wall in our bathroom.
Yep.
And then what we would do is, you know, if there was a poopy diaper, we would bring it in, you dump what you can into the toilet, and then we would just spray it with the sprayer and get all of the chunks off, mm-hmm. and then put it in the diaper pail. And you can put it in there still wet. I mean, because the pail liners are lined, they're waterproof, so you can just put the whole thing in there. You don't have to wait for it to drip dry or something.
Yep.
And so it really, again, it takes a little bit of time, but...
It's not much at all.
And yeah.
Honestly, like, installing it took about 20 minutes. It was not that bad to install. You just hook it up to the main water line of the toilet, and it does its thing.
And so then other people will ask, how many diapers do you buy? And that's always hard because, again, it's something we're like, okay, are you going to cloth diaper exclusively? Are you cloth diapering on the weekends? You know, how old is your baby? Obviously, newborns go through a lot more diapers than, you know, a toddler will. But if I'm remembering correctly, we had about, for the two-in-ones, the hybrids, I think we had about 12 covers, and then we had about 20 inserts.
Yeah.
You know, and we might have had up to 24.
We had more inserts, but we honestly bought way too many inserts that we actually...
Well, no, but for the Grovia.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
We had the snap-in-ones.
Yep.
And then I think we had about 6 brand new Bum Genius pockets. But then we also, there are people on, and I think we found them on Facebook, who, you know, their babies are past the diaper stage. They're done with that. And so they will sell their whole lot of diapers to you for really not that expensive.
Yeah.
And honestly, the one that we got was mostly, they were pretty much all in pretty good condition, you know? And so I don't even know how many we had because we have so many like secondhand ones.
Yeah.
But what we did to kind of like offset that initial cost is when we registered for our baby showers and stuff, one of the registries we made was with a cloth diapering store. And it's, if you're local, it's here in this Twin Cities area. It's called All Things Diapers. And they allow you to make a baby registry online of just cloth diapering stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. We had already kind of picked our brands, which honestly, we kind of just picked. We were just like, all right, the all-in-two idea seems cool. And I know people that use Bum Genius. So, and it worked for us. It worked for us.
Yeah.
But so we just went online and we just put them all in our registry. And I don't think we actually paid for a diaper ourselves. I think they were all pretty much given to us.
For the most part. I mean,
you or did, a gift card. We got a gift certificate.
You did buy the one with the video games on it for me.
That's true. I did buy that one. That was a Father's Day present, and it is still super adorable. But that was one way that we found to really offset that cost.
Yeah.
We didn't need a lot of other stuff. We live in a small house, and so when we looked at our baby registry, we're like, we don't want a bunch of stuff. But cloth diapering, you know, was what we wanted to do. And that was something that people could buy for us and that we would actually use.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to accessories, again, I have a post called the Minimalist's Guide to Cloth Diaper Accessories, which I'll link. And there are 3 things that I feel like you should get if you're cloth diapering. Number 1 is the diaper sprayer, like I talked about, just because that makes life so much easier. Number 2 is some rash cream. Because once your baby gets old enough to eat solid foods, then they might start getting some rashes. Only because of what they're eating.
Yeah.
You might find that, you know, your baby is sensitive to, like, citrus is one, tomatoes, some kids are. But anyway, so you need some kind of a rash cream, but you need one that's formulated for cloth diapers.
Yeah.
So the one that we used is from Grovia, and it comes in, like, a stick that you just roll on.
Yep.
So you don't have to, like, put your fingers in, like, the goopy mess. And you don't have to try and, like, smear it on. You just honestly use the thing and you just put it right on. It's super, super nice. And then the third thing is just some pail liners and wet bags.
Mm-hmm.
You need pail liners if you have, like, a garbage can diaper pail like we do. And then you need some smaller ones to take with you out and about.
Yep.
Because when you change them out and about, you just throw it in the bag. And then when we got home, we would honestly just empty the whole thing in the diaper pail and be done.
Yep.
So those are the 3 things that, besides the diapers, I would say you need.
Yeah. I think that's accurate.
So anyway, I think that cloth diapering 101.
Yeah.
Where if you have any questions, let us know. Because I'm pretty passionate about cloth diapering. And I feel like everyone should do it. Even just part-time.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. It has so many positive qualities to it. So it's totally worth doing. So if you have questions or concerns or something like that you want to bring forward that you want us to talk about, please give us, a shout. Let us know your question, and we're more than happy to answer it.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye now.